in Washington. Rika Ann Garcia reports on the heightened risk of an all-out war in the Middle East after Israel's retaliation against Iran.
Israel launched a series of airstrikes on Iran, stating it was targeting military sites in retaliation for a barrage of ballistic missiles fired by the Islamic Republic at Israel. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the spokesman for the Israeli army, provided details of the attack.
I can now confirm that we have concluded the Israeli response to Iran's attack against Israel. We conducted targeted and precise strikes on military targets in Iran, thwarting immediate threats to the state of Israel.
Iran insisted the strikes caused limited damage. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Former Senator Jim Talent says Vice President Kamala Harris is facing a number of disadvantages.
She's not warm. She doesn't have a relatable backstory, hence, you know, her insisting that she did in fact work at McDonald's because she wants to say something about herself people can relate to. She's intellectually incurious. She doesn't prepare well, and she doesn't understand policy, and she doesn't understand the process.
Former Senator Talent interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. Ed Donahue reports that the Washington Post will not get involved in the presidential race this year.
The Post reported on its own decision, quoting anonymous sources who said an endorsement of Kamala Harris over Donald Trump had been written but not published, and the company's owner, billionaire Jeff Bezos, made the decision. The Los Angeles Times also announced it is not endorsing a presidential candidate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It was a losing session on Wall Street Friday that brings to a screeching halt what had been 6 weeks of advances for all the major indexes. This is SRN News. A new group of supporters for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Pornographers. A $100,000 campaign called Hands Off My Porn is seeking to get the Democratic presidential candidate elected in November. The pornographers who are backing the effort fear that former President Trump and other conservative candidates will move to limit their profits if elected. Harris recently appeared on Call Her Daddy, a podcast that focuses on sexuality and is known for the vulgarities and explicit language of its female host. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study finds Asian American evangelical Christians are an evolving group of voters, increasingly seeking to make their voices heard. The vast majority hold conservative views on abortion and homosexuality. They widely consider themselves evangelical in a theological sense rather than viewing it as a political identity. Asian Americans are the fastest growing voting bloc in the country. This is SRN News. Donald Trump took his message warning against illegal immigration to Texas on Friday, telling a gathering in Austin that Kamala Harris has made the Lone Star State ground zero for backing illegal immigration.
Over the past 4 years, this state has become Kamala's staging ground to import her army of migrant gangs and illegal alien criminals into every state in America, and every state's a border state. You've heard that. It's true.
The FBI says Russian actors made a fake election disinformation video that was seen on social media.
The video had taken off on social media on Thursday, but was debunked within 3 hours by local election officials and law enforcement after members of the public reported it. Officials said the fake is part of a broader effort to raise doubts about the integrity of the election and to stoke divisions.
Norman Hall reports the FBI is also warning that U.S. intelligence officials expect Russia to create more confusing videos. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.